Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Yesterday in the college we had a time of impartation. And I spoke about the importance of impartation and expecting God to impart to us continually. He never comes to the end of our giving. And how when we come together in worship, we should expect to receive from God, because as we give of ourselves to Him, He gives of Himself back to us. And all this, of course, is the outworking of His grace. John, when he opens his gospel, says, Jesus was full of grace, and we all receive from Him one act of grace after another. He constantly blessed us in ways we could never deserve. God gave us the law through Moses, but grace and truth came when He sent Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes, you know, God says something and it starts a train reaction in your thinking, understanding, your perception of what it is God wants to do in your life. And a few days ago, God said to me one morning, the perfect can only give the perfect. The perfect one can never give anything that is imperfect. And this got me thinking, because it's obviously true. But how is this outworked in our lives and in our experience? And James, in the first chapter of his epistle, says in verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change with shifting shadows. Every perfect gift comes from above. So whatever God gives must be perfect. And every perfect thing in our lives must come from Him, that we have no perfection in and of ourselves. And while I was speaking yesterday, the Lord gave me this illustration of an orange. And that was something quite spontaneous that the Holy Spirit did. It wasn't something I'd preconceived or thought of before. But ever since yesterday morning, I've been thinking about this and seeing what a wonderful example it is to help us understand how God pours His perfection into our lives. So I'm going to use some oranges as a visual aid this morning. This requires much grace on my part. For some of you know, if Anne was here, she probably hasn't arrived yet, but she knows that my pet hate, if one is allowed to have a pet hate, is to be seated in an airplane next to someone who peels an orange. You cannot escape. And you have to suffer this smell of an orange for the rest of the flight. I don't eat oranges myself, as you perhaps understand. I don't dislike them, but I don't eat them. But I praise God that He created them, and I believe that everything God created is good. So there must be something good in this orange. Now, let's take this to represent something good from God. For example, it could represent the healing that you need to receive. But I don't want you to limit this in your thinking to healing. I'm just using that as an illustration because it's always a very easy illustration to use. Now, contained in this orange is actually the fruit that you want to consume. But to get to the fruit, you have to remove the peel. This might be a bit too deep for some of you, but just pray for revelation and you'll stay with me. Now, you can, and I've seen people do this on aircraft, try to do this yourself. It's possible, but you only get rid of little bits at a time, and it's not very satisfactory. However, if the Heavenly Father takes his pruning knife and begins to get to work on whatever in our lives is hindering us getting to the fruit, then the whole business becomes easier. There goes sin. There goes disobedience. There goes dependence on self. There goes unbelief. There goes taking offense. There goes unforgiveness. There goes the besetting sin that you've been fighting against. And there goes giving any opportunity to the enemy. Now there, having stripped away all the things that can hinder us from receiving what it is God wants to pour into our lives, we have the answer. Now, that whole fruit could represent your healing. Now, at times, God works miracles. You pray, and there's no hindrances to you receiving the answer to your prayer. And it's as if you get the miracle, you get the whole healing all at once. But life isn't always like that, and the Word isn't always like that. So, what we have here are segments. Now that is your perfect healing. That segment is perfect. But it's only part of the whole. But because it's come from God, it must be perfect, even though it's only partial. even though it's only a part. So many of the things in our lives, not only healing, but other things, are progressive. That we receive one part, and then another part. Oh, there's a small bit there, I don't know how that's got in, but anyway. And another part, and so on. And it's only by continuing to receive from him that we get the whole of what he wants to impart and to place in our lives. That's why Jesus talks about perseverance in prayer. And why the scripture says that perseverance must finish its work. Now, my wife has one of these every morning with her breakfast. And I do the shopping in our family, so I'm always told to get the easy peelers. And you see, an easy peeler, you can get to very easily, very readily, without the need of the Lord's pruning knife. And then you can receive one part after another, after another. Separates so much more easily than the other orange, isn't it? And in the process, you see, you're receiving the whole of what it was, of what it is that God is wanting to pour into your life. Messy things, aren't they? And then the lady sitting next to me, her hands stink of orange peel for the rest of the flight, and I'm having to say, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's never men. Never seen a man peel an orange on a plane. It's always ladies. Praise God. So, here is a wonderful illustration of the importance of impartation. Now, you could take that orange to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to peel another one. But, you know, if it was whole and peeled, it could represent the Holy Spirit. There are some people who theologically think you only receive the Holy Spirit once in your life. That's a biblically indefensible position. But they still believe it. But actually, from experience, should tell you that you receive the Spirit continually, again and again and again. And I mean, the disciples received the baptism in the Spirit on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. You've only got to get as far as Acts chapter 4, and they all get filled again. And in both occasions, you know, they're getting filled with the Spirit. So God wants to keep pouring his blessings, the works of his grace, into our lives. And it's important that we therefore receive what it is that he wants to give. Over the years, God has impressed upon me again and again and again the importance of receiving, because you see, you can only give what you have first received. So God can only pour out of your life what he has first poured into your life. So the important thing, you see, is that the anointing on our life continues to build up, to get stronger and stronger, not because of what we ourselves do, but because we are open to receive more and more from him. Of course, if you don't use what he imparts, then you're not likely to really be in the right position to receive more. The point is that the more we use that which we have received from him, the more he pours in. The measure you give is the measure you get back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Oh, I can smell it from here. So you see, the important thing is that we have this expectation. There was in the last century, a famous Archbishop of Canterbury. There can be some spiritual archbishops. And this particular man, he had this wonderful phrase that God eternally lives to give. And you see, that was John and the other disciples' experience of Jesus. When he was among them, he just kept giving. From his fullness, we received grace upon grace. Some translations say one blessing after another, but the Greek says grace upon grace, grace upon grace, grace upon grace. One act of grace after another. Of course, every time we receive, we do get blessed. But God doesn't pour his grace into our lives just for ourselves. He pours his my Savior. Thank you. Hallelujah. He pours into our lives all the riches that he has to give. And what God is really looking for is people who will be open to receive all that he wants to impart. Because he knows that the more he imparts to us, the more fruit we can bear. And of course, this is a matter of discipleship. And this is why Jesus talks about the pruning knife of the Father in relation to the fruitfulness of the branches of the vine. That it's the same principle. The branches are pruned every year to make them more fruitful still. And when we look at that in a personal way, what it means for us in our personal lives, we can see that God does have that pruning knife. You know, the circumcision of the heart, of which the scripture speaks, that he's constantly wanting to cut out of our lives the things that are counterproductive to his will and purpose, the things that actually prevent us from receiving all that he wants to pour into our lives. Those things act like a shell. And the scripture speaks about the hardness of heart of those who do not believe in the word, do not trust in God. And also the scripture speaks of how sin hardens the heart. And that's why this hard exterior often has to be stripped away to actually get to the fruitfulness in our lives that God is intending, because it's the fruit that gives him the glory. Obviously, any of those things that hinder that whole process of what he wants to do in us is not going to glorify him. He's stripping away the things that don't glorify him in order to be able to use us for his praise, his honor, and his glory. So as some of us saw yesterday morning, whenever we come to worship, we come to give to God. You know, worship is the one activity in your life that is for God alone. Prayer is not just for God, it's sometimes for ourselves, for others, for situations, so on. There's always a motive behind a prayer. But true worship is just for God himself, just for God alone. I've told you how in revival we would pray for 2 hours before a meeting. But the first hour was just for God alone. Nobody was allowed to pray for the meetings or the people or the place where we were or what God was going to do that particular day. It was just for God alone. And that's the right principle. Worship is, you know, we're not here because we want to promote songs or because we want this, that, or the other. But we come here just to worship Him. However, what we learn is you cannot do that without receiving yourself as a result. Not that you're worshiping in order to get something from God, but when you worship with that heart motive and intention, this is for you alone. This is a sacrifice of praise. This is the offering of myself, of my life, of my body, of everything to you today, Lord, because you are worthy of all and everything that I have and possess and of all that I am. So it's just pouring out in worship to Him. It's getting your mind clear of this need, this situation, that situation. We are supposed to lose ourselves in God when we worship. And that's why I've been talking to you about, you know, not trying to lead worship, but allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, that everybody is the worshiper. And the Holy Spirit wants to lead each one of us, but it's for each one of us to be in that place, to have that attitude. I have come here not just for another 8 o'clock, but I've come here for the most important part of my day. Because this is the part of the day when I give to God simply for Himself. I'm not here to make a name for myself or to show that I can play an instrument or that I've got a good voice to sing to impress the other people around. My whole focus is on the Lord. That's why I say when that's the case, you're not even conscious of whether instruments are playing or not, whether the band stopped or not, whether the song is finished or not, because you're taken up with God. Now, this is the essence of worship. This is what real worship is like. I told you the other day about the impact that one of Benny Hinn's brothers had when he came here talking about honoring the anointing. I know another of his brothers who has a very different ministry from Benny. He has a worship ministry, really preaching and teaching about worship. Actually, he's a lovely man of God. And I was ministering with him at a conference once, and he spoke brilliantly about the essence of worship. And I remember one phrase that he used. He said, "When you truly worship the Lord, you're soaring on wings above. You're soaring in heavenly places with the Lord." And I understood immediately what he meant, that you're not sort of ground-based, you're not focused on what is going on here and now and in your life, but you're just getting lost in God. Now, that's real worship. And I've told you about that move of the Spirit we had, that when, for some years actually, people were just getting lost in God. And sometimes the worship would go on for an hour, 2 hours, occasionally even longer than that. And you couldn't stop it. It was just impossible to stop it. And you've missed me peeling an orange. Oh. But somebody will tell you all about it. It's all right. Anne loves oranges. And at team breakfast, she's always peeling an orange. And I make sure I'm sitting opposite her and not next to her when she does it. Praise the Lord. But you see, we're just soaring. We want to get heaven bound. To sort of lose ourselves in the Holy One, in the Majestic One, in the Great One. And that's why I say, you know, you guys who have responsibility of losing, this is what you need to do. Just lose yourself in God, and I tell you, everybody else will get lost in God too. Don't think you've got to lead the people, you know, what song should we sing? Have I got a prophetic word for them? No, just get yourself lost in God. Just get lost in God. And everybody else will get lost in God. Now, when that happens, you encounter him in the worship. And when you encounter, you cannot encounter God without receiving from him. It is totally impossible. You cannot meet with God without him impacting your life in some real way. And so that should be our expectation. Not that we worship in order to receive, but because we worship, we will receive. Hello? Are we getting this? That because we worship, God will be imparting to us that which comes from above, from his throne. For every good and perfect gift comes from above. So whatever God imparts to us will be perfect. And you see, this is the point. That even when we pray, even when we are waiting upon God for something, what he does, the way in which he responds to us, will always be perfect. Not necessarily from our perspective, but from his perspective. In other words, he will give us the part, the perfect part, on that particular occasion. We have to learn not to be disappointed that we've only got a part. Because if, from God's perspective, it would be right to give us the whole orange in one go, he'd have done that. And at times, he does do that. But there are many things, not just healing, there are many other things where you see we're being transformed into his likeness. With ever increasing degrees of glory. Now, you see, obviously you meet with him in your glory and you're going to be transformed more into his likeness. The more we encounter him in his glory, the more we soar on wings in heavenly places, in real worship, the more God is going to impact our lives. And that's why I said to you recently that worship is not an activity. Worship is a relationship. Worship, real worship, is the relationship that you have with the divine and the heavenly one. It's not just an activity. And that, sadly, is what it has become, generally speaking, even amongst charismatic Pentecostal Christians today. It's become an industry, an activity. Instead of understanding that worship does not exist to sell CDs and to promote worship ministries. Worship exists for the glory of God. It is the one thing that is for him and for him alone in our lives. And then you get this return. And you discover you can't do anything for God and God alone without getting blessed as a result. Because this is the nature of his love. And we know that agape love is a love that is just constantly given. And you see, this is at the essence Worship is a relationship of love. That you get lost in God when you love Him. When you're expressing your love for Him. Now, when you express your love for Him, it doesn't mean you say, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. But you see, it's just wanting to forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. There used to be an old chorus about that. Just forget about yourself. And it touches on a very great truth. Worship is not so that we can, oh, I love your presence, Lord. No. Worship is for Him. For Him. Not that we would idolize the presence, but we would just get lost in His presence. And you see, we can only really worship like that when we understand something of the immensity of God's love for us. It is just so immense, you know, so high and deep and broad and long and all the rest. We can't even grasp how great that love is. But you see, to get lost in God, to get lost in worship, is to get lost in love. Because He is love. So at times like that, you just feel completely enveloped in His love. And the last thing in the world you would ever do is look at your watch. How much longer has this got to go on? No. You're lost in God. And the time just goes, phew. Now, worship is not the only way to get lost in God. I just want to make that clear. But I'm not going to talk about other ways now. Because I believe that this is something that God is wanting to take us on. You know, we've had some breakthroughs in worship, and we've been sort of a bit this way and that way. Sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't in the last couple of weeks. But I believe God wants, He just wants the worship to take off now. Whenever we come in here, whether we have the musicians or not, doesn't matter. As I said yesterday, you know, if we're worshiping without and you want to play your instrument, that's fine. You just go up there and start playing it, so long as you are worshiping first. I have a struggle when I see people up on a platform and they're playing their instruments, but you've only got to look at them to see they're not worshiping. They're focusing on their instruments rather than on the Lord. They're focusing on what they're doing rather than on Him. And that's why, you know, it's so much better. Forget your instrument. Just worship Him. And then when you play your instrument will worship Him. Because as I said yesterday, you see all the instruments are up there, but none of them are worshiping. Because the instruments can't worship. Only the one playing them can worship. Amen? So, you know, it's so important, therefore, that I believe it's very, very important that when you look at people on the platform, it's obvious to everybody that they are worshiping and they're getting lost in God. You know, we trained our brothers and sisters in Christ in worship in Modena in Italy, because they used to come over at this time and we train and equip them. And every time I go over there, I see they're just getting lost in God, like they were taught at the beginning, and I think, they need to come and teach us now. because we don't always get lost in God in quite the same way. And that's not being critical. I'm not attempting to be critical. Nothing would be gained by that. I just want us to understand God wants to take us on further in our worship. He longs for times of encounter with us. He longs to meet with us much more than we long to meet with him because of his great love for us. You see, what does the scripture say? That he's drawing us close to him. He has loved us with an everlasting love. It says in the scripture, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn you. Have I drawn you to myself? This everlasting love, constantly drawing us to himself. And you see, you're a child of his love because the scripture says, in love, he predestined you to be his son or his child through Christ Jesus, according to his pleasure and will and to the praise of his glorious grace. In love, he chose you. In love, he predestined you to be his child. In love, he has loved you with that everlasting love. In love, he wants to draw you to himself. In love, he just wants to impart to you. Even though as you worship him, that's not really your intention. Your intention is to give him the honor, the glory, the praise, and the love that he is due. And then, you see, you give to him and whoom! He gives to you. And you get another segment of the orange. Of that whole work that God is wanting to do in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want our worship to be so great in Kingdom Faith, because I've always been a worshiper, you see. And I want worship to be so great in Kingdom Faith that nobody in the congregation would even dream of turning up late, because they wouldn't want to miss the worship. God can do that. But he's got to do it through people like us, not just us, but everybody in the body. But, you know, we have this wonderful privilege. It's not a duty, is it? It's a wonderful privilege of coming together in the mornings, having this time. You know, you think of all the people in the church having to get the kids up, get to school, get ready to go to work and leave, and they don't have this time that we have. I mean, what a blessing. What a privilege, you know. And don't we need to use this privilege to the full? And instead of thinking, oh, another 8 o'clock, but to really be eager. And it's not, we don't confine our worship, do we, to this time, but there is something unique about worshiping God together. You know, you can have great times of praise and prayer and so on with the Lord when you're on your own. That's very important, that you go into the secret place with your Father and he sees what you do in secret and rewards you openly. That's very, very important because Jesus says it, so it must be important. But there's something special, isn't there? About the body together encountering the Father and the Son in the power of the Spirit under that wonderful anointing. Something very, very special. And God doesn't want us to miss that. That's why he wants to anoint us with that spirit of worship. Uh-huh. And that's one of the segments. I mean, if you take the orange, not just to represent healing on one aspect, but the whole of God's purpose in our lives, I mean, all these segments represent all the different aspects of that life that we have in Christ, our worship, our prayer, our discipleship and witness and so on. But it's all for him. It's all for him. Just for him. And that's why, you know, when we want to soar on angels' wings in praise with the Lord, it's impossible to do that half-heartedly. I mean, it just has to be wholehearted, just absolutely complete. You see, you can't lose yourself in God while you're holding on to yourself, while you're focusing on self. It has to be 100% for him. Is this making sense to you this morning? Understand where I'm coming at? And I believe we've come to the point where all this now is not only possible, but it's what God wants to work amongst us. And for him to just take us to another level in our worship, but also in the whole of his purpose. That is just part of the overall purpose that he has for us, because he wants us to understand that in his love, he longs to give to you every day. That not a day will go by without God wanting to impart something fresh into your life. He can do that through his word. As you read his word, I mean, the chapter that we read together as the church, 2 Timothy 3 today, I mean, it's a cracking word every day, isn't it? But you read that and you think, yeah, what a description of the society today. But then those closing verses, you know, where Paul is saying to Timothy, how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Then he says this famous verse, all Scripture is God-breathed. So, you know, we're going to encounter him in his word, aren't we? And that you put alongside all I've said this morning. Because we encounter him in his word every day, every day, every day. But you see, he wants us to encounter him in the spirit as well as in the word every day. And that's what happens when you encounter him in worship. So all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And this is it, you see. The more God imparts to us through his word, by his spirit, the more we're open to receive from him every day, the more he is equipping us for every good work. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. This is God, you see. This is God. That scripture up there, I don't think we could have a better scripture in this place. For God is able to make all grace abound to you at all times. That means every day. That means grace is what God gives, right? Although we deserve nothing. So God wants to give all grace to you every day. Grace for today. And you can say, yeah, I need this and I need that and I need grace for this and grace for that. Yeah, 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 that's fine. But just get lost in him and he'll pour all the grace into your life that you need. And the great thing is, and we'll just finish with this, the great thing is that the more you receive from God, the more you encounter God, the more confidence you will have. Confidence before God, confidence before others. Because that's what it does. Receiving from God builds that confidence. Amen. So praise the Lord. The important thing is always to be thankful for the segments that you have received, because they're all perfect. So I thank God for our worship that we have now, both here and in the church, because it's good. But God wants to do more. Amen. And we want to encounter God more and more. You know, it's going to be great when here in the church, wherever, we start to worship and we can't stop. I don't want to look back historically and remember there were times like that. I want to see us all encountering God like that again. Can't stop, because God has taken things out of our control, really. And I've told you about times like that. But I don't want to talk about the past. I always want to look to the future. And not just about worship, you see. That's just a part of the total thing that God is doing. Because what I believe his real motive, his real intention is for us to be those who impart power. The kingdom is not a matter of talk, but of power. God wants his power flowing through the life of every one of us. But you see, the more we encounter him, the more that will happen. It won't happen by saying, Lord, give us more power. It's that message we had last term, you remember, about the tubes. How big is the tube? Well, that depends upon how much of God's resources can be poured through our life. And what I'm saying is, the more we give of ourselves to God in worship, the more we encounter him, the bigger your tube becomes. It's not like one of those drips in hospital, but it becomes like the water main. Like the flood drain. And more of God's life, more and more of God's power will flow through our lives. So we receive from him every day through the word. That's so important. But we receive from him by the Spirit as we encounter him day by day. Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, let's get to our feet and... Oh, hallelujah. I'm so thankful to God, aren't you? You know, sometimes people say to me, Pastor Colin, you never seem to be satisfied. And that I'm afraid is true. That is absolutely true. I'm always satisfied. I'm never satisfied, because I know enough about God to know there's always more. And if I get satisfied with what we have, then I won't be reaching out for more. Amen? And that's why there's always a sort of a restlessness within me that's saying, more, Jesus, more, Lord, more of your anointing, more of your power, more of your grace. But I know that the answer to that is not just to want more, but just to surrender more, just to give of ourselves more to him. Hallelujah. Are you ready to do that? Come on, just start to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Ora la basandare letto bacala sandare letto bacala sandare. Oh, papara sarabare letto bacala sito di sandare. Oh, papara sarabare letto bacala sandare letto bacala sandare. Oh, papara sarabare letto bacala sito di sandare. Oh, papara sarabare letto bacala sito di sandare. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Pura la basarabari a letto bacala sandama. Basandari a letto bacala sito di sandari a lenoma. Oh, I thank you, I praise you, I bless you. I glorify your holy name, I honor your holy name. I bless you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you, Lord, I bless you, Lord, I bless you, Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, I forget not all your benefits. Oh, I praise you and I honor you and I exalt you and I glorify you. Oh, my great and glorious, glorious King, I honor you with all my heart. Lord, I just want to soar on wings with you, Lord. I just want to soar into those heavenly places with you. I want to get lost in you, my God. I want to get lost in you, my Lord. I just want to be so aware of you that I'm not aware of myself or aware of others or aware of what's going on around. I just want to get lost in you again and again and again. And I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, and I bless you. Oh, papara sarabari, lero bakala sandarama. 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 Oh, papara sarabari, lero bakala sandari, lero bakala sandarama. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Para la basandari alero bacalazando. Oh, papara sarabari 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 alero bacalazandari alero bacalazino. Oh, papara sarabari alero bacalazando. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. I praise you, I exalt you, I bless you, I magnify you, I glorify your name, I glorify your name. Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful Lord. Oh, you are so great. You are so mighty. You are so wonderful. You are so holy. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. The whole earth is filled with your glory. The whole earth is filled with your glory. And I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, and I magnify you, and I glorify your wonderful and your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I praise you, I bless you, I glorify you. Sarabasandari aledo bakala sandari aledo bakala sinama. Oh, papara sarabari aledo bakala sandama. Oh, papara sarabari aledo bakala sandu. Oh, papara sarabari aledo bakala sandama. Oh, papara sarabari aledo bakala sandama. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Tora la basarabari alero bakalasando. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakalasandama. Oh, papari alero bakalasandama. Oh, Lord, 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 I lift you high. I exalt you. I glorify your name. I praise and bless your wonderful name. You are so good. You are so great. You are so mighty. Wonderful, 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 Lord. I just pour out my heart in loving adoration of you, Lord. I just pour out my life. I pour out my whole heart, Lord, to worship you, to glorify you, to honor you, Oh, papara sarabari alero bakala sandari alero bakala sanduma. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakala sandari alero ma. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakala sandari alero ma sandu. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I magnify you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Father, 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 Father. Father, 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 Father. Oh, Father, Lord of glory, 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 Lord of glory. Oh, Lord of glory, Lord of glory, Lord of glory, Lord of glory. Paralapa sandari alero bakalazanduma. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakalazanduma. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakalazandari alero ma. Oh, papari alero bakalazandari alero bakalazanduma. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord of glory. I honor you. I worship you, my mighty Lord, my mighty King, mighty, mighty God. Poralaba sandaria lero bakalazandama. Oh, papara sarabaria lero bakalazandama. Oh, papara sarabaria lero bakalazandama. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakala zandari alero bakala zanduma. Oh, papara sandari alero bakala zandari alero bakala zanduma. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Thank you that you've opened up the way into the heights of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've opened up the way into the heights of heaven. And I praise you, and I exalt you, and I glorify you. I exalt your holy name. I praise your holy name. Papara sandari alero bakala sandari alero ma. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakala sandama. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Paralapa sandari alero bakala sandama. Oh, papara sarabari alero bakala sandari alero. Oh, papara sarabari. Oh, papara sandarama. Oh, papara sidabari alero bakala sandama. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, you are so, 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 so great. So, 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 so great. So wonderful. 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 So mighty. So glorious. Oh Lord, you're so glorious. You're so glorious. You're so glorious. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. You are light, and in you there is no darkness at all. You are light, and in you there is no darkness. There is no darkness at all. No shadow of turning. Oh, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I exalt you. Koralapa sandari alero bakala sandama. Oh, papara sarabari 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 alero bakala sandama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ora sandari alero bakala sandama. Wonderful Lord. Kuralaba sandari alero bakala sandama. Uralana masalamarama. Uralama salamari alero masandu. Eralama salabari alero masandu. purala namasari elen o papari elero bakala sandu o papari elero bakala sitri sanduma o rana namasanduma o papari elero bakala santu o papara salamari elen o papari elero bakala sandu o rana namasalabari elen ma Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura la massa la Maria Lenoma. Pura la massa Ianoma Sanduma. O paparia lero bacala sandaria lenoma. O paparia lero bacala sandaria lero bacala sanduma. O paparia lenoma sanduma. O paparia lenoma sanduma. O paparia lero bacala sandu. O papare eleno masino ma O papare eleno masino ma O papare eleno bacalasino ma Hallelujah, hallelujah Hallelujah, hallelujah Hallelujah, hallelujah Hallelujah, hallelujah Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah Ora la massa la mare eleno masanto Ora la massa la maria lena masanduma. O papari elena bacalasato bacalasandari elena. O papari elena bacalasandu. O papari elena masandari elena. O papari elena bacalasito di sanduma. O papari elena bacalasito di sanduma. O papari elena masandari elena masantu. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Papa, somebody, man. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Kopara sandari elena masanduma, balandari elena masandari elena, o papara sarabari elena bakala sanduma, pasandari elena bakala sinuma. Father, 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 Father. Father, Father, Father. Pura la massa la Maria Elena ma santo. Pura la massa andare Elena ma santo. O papare Elena ma andare Elena ma santo. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
Lord. Oh, Father, 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 Oh, Father, Father, Father.
Oh,
Father, Father, Father. Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father. Glorious Lord, glorious Lord, glorious Lord, glorious Lord, glorious, 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 glorious Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. How I praise you, how I bless you, how I bless you. How I bless you. How I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. We won't have the laying on of hands like we had yesterday, powerful though that was, but just receive. Even as you've given, so God just wants to impart to you. Hallelujah. And what he gives will be perfect for you today. Exactly what you need for today. Precisely what he needs to do in you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fresh oil for today. Fresh anointing for today. Fresh empowering, Lord, for all that you ask of us today. Hallelujah. Wisdom from above. Power from above. Your love, Lord. Your heavenly love. See your grace flowing through our lives and out of us to bless others today, to be your faithful witnesses today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have already imparted to us over the years, the months, the weeks, the last few days. Thank you that you never come to the end of your giving. Thank you that you want to reveal more and more of yourself to us, that we might receive more and more of that abundance of the fullness of your life. Thank you, Lord, that every good and perfect gift comes from you. You could never give to any one of us anything that is imperfect, anything that is tarnished in any way. But all that you give is lovely and good and right and wholesome. I praise you, Lord. Thank you that today each one of us can walk in your grace. Just know your grace abounding towards us. That lavish grace that you pour into our lives. Thank you, Lord, we don't have to depend upon ourselves today, but upon you. That your word will have substance in our life today. Your word and spirit will be working together to glorify you. That whatever we do or say, we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to you. Oh, we're so blessed. We're so blessed. We are so blessed. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing amongst us, all that you're doing in Kingdom Faith at this time. We believe, Lord, that week by week you take us from glory to glory, that you're moving us forward in your purposes all the time. We just thank you for that precious anointing. And we believe, Lord, that you want that anointing to increase. Just pray for that precious anointing on the She Conference this coming weekend. That this will be a time of people encountering you in your word, by your spirit in worship. Be a day of impartation to time of impartation for all who come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Palatabari eletto bakalasandari eletto bakalasandari. Vastagalari eletto bakalasandari eletto bakalasandari. O paparasandari eletto bakalasandari.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, I bless you, I exalt you. Palatabari eletto bakalasandari eletto bakalasandari. O paparazandari letto bakalasato bakalasandari. O paparazandari letto bakalasandari letto bakalasandari. O paparazandari letto bakalasito di sandi. O paparazandari. O paparazandari letto bakalasito di sandi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we pray for all in the worship team, in the three congregations. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for the anointing on their lives. We just pray, Lord, for that anointing to be ever fresh, for you to be taking them and taking all of us to greater heights in our worship. Praise you, Lord. That, Lord, you will anoint the writing of the right songs for this season. And looking forward to all that you do at camp, Lord, that you know what you're going to do then, and that we will go prepared, ready, with all the right songs, but especially, Lord, with the right anointing just flowing. It'll be such a mighty, wonderful time. And Lord, we just pray that in this season, more and more people will be moved by you to book up and to realize that you are going to do something extraordinary this year at camp. It's going to be such a mighty, wonderful time. Thank you, Lord, that everything you impart to us is to equip us and to prepare us for what is to come.
Yes, Jesus.
And we bless you for that, Lord. Yes. Thank you that you never come to the end of your giving. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. It doesn't matter how much we receive from you. There's always still much more. And we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Paratabaria letto bakala sambara. Oh, papara sambaria letto bakala sita di sambara. Oh, papara sambaria letto bakala sita di sambara. Oh, papara sambaria letto bakala sita di sambara. Oh, papara salabaria letto bakala sambara. Oh, papara sambaria letto bakala sita. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Father, 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 Father. Father, 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 Father. Paralabasandaria letto bakalasita di santa. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you, in love, take that pruning knife to our lives to strip away anything that would hinder us from your best purposes. Thank you, Lord, that as we yield ourselves to you, day by day, so you give yourself to us day by day. And we praise you. I'll just finish by thanking the Lord. You know, I find it difficult to finish this morning. I could just go on and on. I think that's how it ought to be every day. You know? We have to almost drag ourselves out of his presence to go and do what we have to do for the rest of the day. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'm so thankful to you. You're a God of such abundant grace. Such abundant grace. Okay, we better go and do what we've got to do. But just take the anointing into everything today. Let everything have his touch upon it. Yes? Praise God.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.